So what we debate on the House floor is just that discretionary budget, which is shrunk, and half of which is defense, which is shrunk over time relative to mandatory spending, again, driven primarily by Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. And so and the president, it totally ignores that. And so if we continue on that trajectory, it will literally crowd out discretionary spending and crowd out defense. And if you read the Constitution, which I'm sure that the president at some point in his life has, well, he probably won't admit it, the one thing that's spelled out in the Constitution that's a responsibility of Congress is to maintain a common defense.
To give you that comparison, I gave you earlier and add to it now. In 1960, after Korea, before Vietnam, non-defense spending was 8.5% of the economy.